Right, so this coming Sunday is Atzeret B'Tevis, one of the four fast days for the Zecher, this Korban HaBayis. We know in general there are six basic fast days. We have Yom Kippur in its own league, which is the only biblical fast day. And in fact, the only time we have a biblical fast day, we also have a mitzvah erev Yom Kippur, according to many, a mitzvah min HaTorah that you have to eat. And then, so that's the only one min HaTorah, the only fast day we have. Then we have, they usually go together, mentioned the four fast days, the Zecher, Bukhur ben HaBayis, at the Som HaRevi, the Som of the fourth month, the Som HaChamishi, the Som of the fifth month, the Som HaShavi, the fast of the seventh month, and Som HaSiri, the fast of the tenth month. So that's, we have the four fast days, Yitzhai in Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Som Gedalia, and Atzeret B'Tevis. Those that the Navi Zechariah talks about, those are, we'll see, Vasasana or Simcha. They were happy days when the Beis HaMikdash was up, and they became fast days when the destruction. Those four usually go together. We'll see Tisha B'Av, will probably be in a different category. And then even on a lower level, or a different level, is Tainis Esther. That's what they call us, a Tainis Shel Simcha. That's from Megillas Esther. That's a different type of Tainis. So one of the most, maybe most important question about a Tainis, but definitely the most popular question is, when is it over? When is the fast over? So perhaps we'll discuss tonight about Sov Zman Tainis. When exactly does the fast end? And when does the calendar get its time? So we'll discuss a little Zman Hayom, obviously, to understand that. We'll have to have some background on Ben HaShemashas and other things. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, and that Nun Dalet Amud Beis, it has actually a dispute in the Gemara whether what's the status of Ben HaShemashas of Tisha B'Av. So Ben HaShemashas is twilight. So is the time period between sunset and when the three stars come out, that's known as Ben HaShemashas. So the Gemara has a machlokes on whether one is permitted to eat during Ben HaShemashas Tisha B'Av. So we'll come back to what the issue is in the Machlokes, Minchas Chinuch, or Gemara Rosh Hashanah. But before that, let's just go back and explain exactly what is Ben HaShemashas, the two famous shitas, not limited to them, but they're known as Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and Shitas Hagra. And we'll see, it's not just the Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Ramban, it's the Rashba. So the Gemara, it starts off with an apparent contradiction between two Gemaras. Exactly how long is this? Everyone agrees the time before whatever sunset is, as we'll see, but the time before sunset is definitely Vadayom. It's definitely into the daytime. All the mitzvahs Hayom could be done then. And when the three stars come out, say Sechachavim, that's considered Laila, L'chol mitzvahs. But what about the time period in between, the Ben HaShemashas? How do we figure that out? So there seems to be an apparent contradiction between two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Shabbos and La Medalat Amabez. How long is the period of Ben HaShemashas? So the Gemara there seems to say it's three quarters of a meal. A meal is like a mile, it's a Persian mile. But for our purposes, the way the Mishnah Berurah, most posts can bring down, we'll assume a meal, the time it takes a meal is 18 minutes. That's a meal. So the Gemara says, Ben HaShemashas is three quarters of a meal. We'll go with 13 and a half minutes. So from the Gemara in Shabbos, on the Aplamed Alam Abayis, Ben HaShemashas seems to be 13 and a half minutes. So in other words, if Shkia sunsets at 5 o'clock, so then between 5 and 5, 13 and a half would be Ben HaShemashas. And after 5, 13 and a half would be Laila, from that Gemara. However, there's another Gemara in Pesachim, and the Avsadi Dawid, which says, you know how long Ben HaShemashas is? The time it takes not only to walk three quarters of a meal, but the time it takes to walk four Persian miles. So, which would be 4 times 18 equals 72. So according to the Gemara in Pesachim, The Ben Ashmasha seems to be 72 minutes. So in other words, if Shkia, if sunset was at 5 o'clock, so then 6:12 would be Seitzah Chochavim. So how do we reconcile that Tosis and Psachim raises the contradiction? As Tosis used style in general, Tosis, as Rav Chaim Velazhin points out, Tosis assumes all shas works in unison. That if you have a steer in the Gemara, it must mean there's a way there's a yeshiv, as opposed to other approaches. It's a machlokas asugyas, machlokas in Gemaras. Tosis in general works with the pshat that you can be yashiv everything in shas because it's all one. So Tosis raises this question, how do we reconcile the Gemara in Shabbos, which said, Ben Ashmashas is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal, 13 and a half minutes, and the Gemara in Sachem says the time it takes to walk 4 meal. So there's the famous Rabbeinu Tam in Sachem, he says as follows. He says, really, he says, well, we call what we call sunset, and when you look in the papers, it says sunset, that's what he'll call Shkia Rish, the two Shkias. One is halakhically meaningless, and one is halakhically significant. No, meaningless, but not as important. The Shkia Rishona and Shkia Shnia. He says, what we call sunset, he says, that's not really halakhically significant. He says, for the first 58 and a half minutes, he says, how do you reckon that the Gemara is the 4 meals? He says, 4 meals, so 72 minutes, Rabbi Notam says, that is Seitzah Chochavim. But when is Ben Ashmashash begin? You're minus 3/4 of a meal. In other words, he says 58 and a half minutes from basically what we call sunset. So in our example, if sunset's 5 o'clock, so Rabbi Notam says, that's Shkia Rishona, that's still considered Vaday Yom. It's definitely day for the next 58 and a half minutes. You could shake your lulav, do a bris milah, any mitzvah during the day. It's not a shaila. The first 58 and a half minutes after what we call, or what looks like sunset to us, is still not sunset, it's vadayom. It's the 58 and a half minutes, between 58 and a half minutes and 72, that is what we call ben hashemashah. That's suffik yom, suffik laila. And after 72 minutes, that's considered vadayom. In fact, they say over that when in different places in Europe and Hungary, but the Satmar Rebbe, they say, when he came over to America, in fact, many Hasidim, we'll see, they follow the Rabbeinu Tam, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra. So when the Satmar Rebbe came over to America, they used to do Malacha, half an hour after sunset, 40 minutes, that's Vadayom, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, but they realized the minute there were a bunch of meetings when they came over to America among the Rabbanim in New York, and one of the meetings was that we'll get to the Vilna Gaon Shita, we're not going to do Malacha after sunset. But really, Meikar Adin, and that was many people followed it straight out, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, in those towns, they did Malacha up until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, that's Vadayom. And similarly, both whether it came out to be you see Hasidim 20 minutes after Shkia, 30 minutes, you might make fun of them, the davening minchi after Shkia. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. In fact, it's Rov Rishonim. In fact, the Mechaber passes that way. So
that they didn't, out of respect for the Zohar, that they didn't drop. They dropped that because of respect for the Zohar Shita. But davening mincha they kept.
Mincha, I mean, they just came out, the minhag of America, they established that that since most people were accepting the Vilna Gaon Shita, they didn't have to, it was just Asa Chumra from them. Ikar Adin, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's no Shaila, Yavadei Dua. Well, obviously, Shabbat is more Chumra than davening mincha after Shkia, so they, whatever the reasons, that's what they took on out, covered to the grow, the minhag America, whatever the reasons were, it doesn't make a difference, is they stopped doing, that's why today I'm saying you don't find Chassidim doing Malacha after Shkia. They've accepted that Chumra of America, but if you really follow Rabbeinu Tam and you're stuck on the highway, B'Shas Adchak, then you have Rabbeinu Tam to rely on. But that's what we'll discuss that more later. But either way, that's Rabbeinu Tam sheet. The Rabbeinu Tam sheet.
Why 58 and a half?
Because it's a 3/4 meal before the 72 minutes. 4 meal is the 72 minutes, that's That's Vada Laila. So three quarters of a meal, so that's the 13 and a half, that's the 58 and a half minutes.
What? 72 is not 58 and a half, is it?
No,
3/4
of the meal is
13
and a half.
Oh, you subtract 3/4 from 4.
Right, that's how he's saying, right. So therefore, that's Rabbein Otam. He says that's how you reconcile the Gemaras. One is Shkia, one is this...
-4 mils -3/4. So meaning, 3 1/4.
Right, so in other words, everyone agrees Ben Hashmashas is 13 and a half minutes. Both, the question is, when does it start? We're going to see, according to the Rabbein Otam, it's the last 13 and a half minutes right before Laila. Well, it's going to be also for the Grub, but he has a different definition when Laila is. So, so that's the Rabbein Otam Shita. Right, that's the Halakha, that's Shkia Shnia, that's the significant Shkia. The Vilna Gaon's famous Kasha on Rabbein Otam is the famous two words he has, Hachush Machish. Well, you never, did Rabbi Otam live in a cave or something? Did he never walk outside? When did you find three stars out at 13 and a half minutes after sunset? It's still like broad daylight almost, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So what are you talking about? Therefore, the Vilna Gaon, that's not therefore, but he rejects the Rabbi Otam completely. He has a totally different shot. He says, no, the Kasha is, he says,
I didn't get that.
It's Laila.
No, not the point.
The Vilna Tam
holds
Laila
doesn't begin till
58
and a half minutes.
Yeah, I didn't understand what you said.
No, that's right. Right, okay, that's just the... Right, it was the opposite. Yes, I'm on the Vilna Gaon.
Right.
The Vilna
Tam
is the other way.
Right.
No, I thought means that, doesn't you see that it's dark? Because if it's after sunset, how could you consider that it's still daytime?
That's the whole issue of Ben Hashmashas. Why is Ben Hashmashas a suffix? Because on one hand, it's sunset, but on the other hand, it's still light out. But it's the double. But the Grah says it gets darker much before. He says it gets much darker way before 70. Three stars come out way before 72 minutes. That's what he says. Hachosh Machish, and it comes out.
It would be dark.
Yeah, he thinks way before. He thinks 13 and a half minutes is dark. But he's asking, Rabbi Nathan doesn't know what, it becomes night way before 72 minutes.
Even before 15.
Right. But what does he learn to Pshat? He learns the Pshat. He takes the Gemara, which says 3/4 of a meal. That's the Ben Hashmashas. What about the Gemara about 4 meal? What's the relevance of 4 meal? The Gemara, which says 72 minutes. So again, he says, the other way, like opposite Rabbi Otam, he says that there's something called Seitz HaKochavim and Seitz Kol HaKochavim. Which is the halachic Seitz HaKochavim means when three stars come out, that's Seitz HaKochavim. That's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. He says that Seitz HaKochavim, three stars come out. 72 minutes, he says, that's a description. Lashon B'nei Adam, that's 4 meals, say, or by 72 minutes, all the stars are out already. But it's not a halakhically significant time period. In other words, the Rabbeinu Tam weren't, our sense is not halakhically significant. Shkia, Shni is the key. And the Gra says, similarly, but Seitz HaKochavim, he says, the main Gemara is 3/4 of a meal. After 13 and a half minutes, it's Vada Laila. What about the Gemara 4 meal? That's just a mitzvah, it's a description that's when Seitz Kol HaKochavim. At 72 minutes, it's when all the stars around, no more stars are coming out anymore. So you have a fundamental machlokes, the Vilna Gaon. We'll call it the Vili, we'll see it's the Gaonim actually, which came before the Rishonim actually. That's a point that I heard from Rabbi Kahn, one of my Rebbeim at YU. He wanted to claim that the Vilna Gaon's not a chiddush, the Gaonim came first, they held the Shita. And Rabbi Otam came along, everyone started following Rabbi Otam, and the Vilna Gaon, it was just restoring the old minhag, that like the Gaonim, that was the Gaonim Shita. So either way, you have a fundamental machlokas, the Vilna Gaon and Rabbi Otam, exactly when is the Ben Hashmashos. Everyone agrees it's 13 and a half minutes. So let's say in a 5 o'clock example, so according to Rabbi Otam, it'd be by 5...
After, for 5 minute years, they do it one way, and then Rabbi Otam would come and say, no, no, no.
you're way off.
No, that's part of it, and that's what many, all the different Svarim discuss. Rav Druck, I think, has a sefer on Zmani Hayom, one of the classics. It's one thing, like if the villain to go and said 13 and a half minutes, or maybe other times said 16, 18, okay, so you're in the ball, how could they be so far away? Or how is it possible that one could say 13 and a half minutes, and one could say 72? So some want to suggest the following, is depends what stars are we talking about.
So you're going to give an example, I'm just going to say, so 5 o'clock is...
Right, so 5 o'clock is sunset. So the next, according to the bill and the goal, in the next 13 and a half minutes is Ben HaShemesh, Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. Mm-hmm. By 13 and a half, that is Laila Mamish.
He says three stars come out at that time?
Yeah,
that's
also
we'll get to it. We'll see what he where he's talking about. I didn't say he's talking about Toronto. But either way, so it goes like this. Rabbi Tom says the first 15 and a half minutes. So 5 to 5:58 is Vadayom. All the mitzvot hayom could be done. From 5:58 to 7:12, whatever it is around there, is 13 and a half minutes. That's Ben HaShemashos. And at 6:12, that's Seitzach HaKovim. So they point out that we know the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So someone to point out, how could it be so far? Obviously then if you're going to see three stars in the east, a lot quicker than the three stars in the west. So someone to say, the Machogos of Ein Otam and the Vilna Gaon is which stars we're talking about. The ones in the west or the ones in the east. That's how you can have such a difference in the Shitas. But either way, but what are they talking about? The Vilna Gaon and Rabbein Otam, they are talking about Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. We know that, let's take the Vilna Gaon Shita. Doesn't get dark 13 and a half minutes after three stars aren't out 13 in Toronto or in New York. So the Vilna Gaon and Rabbi Tam, or we'll see, they're talking about Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. They were equal. In other words, why do they have a quicker Ben HaShemashos? So they explain because the closer you are to the equator, in other words, like they give a musha with let's say the Harlem Globetrotters, the basketball, you're spinning it, there's the fat part of the ball and there's the skinny part. The fat part has to go much quicker in order to keep up with the top. So whatever the scientific explanation is, the closer you are to the equator, the quicker things are. And whatever the reasons are, in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, it got darker quicker, they moved quicker, and therefore you have a much earlier time. So the Vilna Gaon says his time, and we assume that time is only related to Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. But everywhere else, then you got to figure out your own times. When exactly is the time period? Don't worry, other people have already figured it out, as we'll discuss. But that's only talking about Eretz Yisrael and Bavel.
The Vilna Gaon was paskening for Eretz Yisrael?
No, it wasn't. But he always does. All those Grunics, they moved into, we passed like, that's Minhag HaGro all over Israel.
He wasn't passing for where he lived.
No, he's not passing. He's giving a mitzias. He's saying he's defying the. Well, when we talk about the Gemara is explaining Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, he's not passing. He's not passing any Shaila. I mean, obviously, based on what he says, obviously, he helped from that. He said that was the time period that's how long it took. That's how he learned the two Gemaras.
And what did he do?
What did he do personally?
Yeah.
I assume he did. Like I'm telling you. 13 and a half minutes. Wherever it depends.
It wasn't just for his role then.
No. Wherever it depends where he lived.
He lived in Vilna.
Right. No. So therefore, he wasn't right. So wherever it was a different time there. Whatever the minutes were, as we'll get to, it wasn't necessarily the same time. Uh-huh. He was telling you about what the Zman is in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and then based on that system, you have to decide. Then you figure out what the equivalent of 13 and a half minutes there is to being in Vilna, whether how much later it would be. So I'll tell you about, they talk about New York equivalent, and then in Toronto won't be much different.
So the Vilna Gaon Shabbos would also end much
later. Yeah, correct. I mean, it's 5:13 and a half. Yeah, you can fact like today. Some people wait 72 minutes. Maybe 72 minutes isn't even enough. That's what we'll have to see. 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael is Rabbeinu Tam. It could be in Europe. It's a lot longer than 72 minutes. The fact that they were Chaim in the summer months finish Shabbos about 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's because he had a because Rabbi Otam isn't a definite. Some people learn Rabbi Otam 72 minutes. That's it. Logically, it doesn't make sense. It depends on where you are and what time of the year it would be. So the briskers were machped if they followed Rabbi Otam during the different parts of the year. It'd be a lot longer than 72 minutes. But that's what that.
Longer than Ramos.
I know. We'll get to Ramos now. So, but that Ramos is a big chiddush. So that's in Eretz Yisrael on Bavel. So we have the Vilna Gaon is 13.5 minutes is Laila, and the Rabbi Otam is 58.5 minutes with Ben Hashmash is 72. So what is that? So what about, let's say, in America? Let's say New York, New Jersey, the Catskill region, upstate New York. And, you know, a lot of, he wants to, Ramosha has a big chiddush in Rabbeinu Tam. Ramosha wants to say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's 50 minutes. That Rabbeinu Tam, we know, is 72 in New York, in that area, it's only 50 minutes. Because he says the stars come out, he says, I think Ramosha writes, in 15 minutes there's no more stars, that's it. All the stars that are coming out are out. Assuming he seems to say it's dependent on that.
50, 5-0.
In fact, but it's very difficult, Ramosha, because Pashtus, if anything, if it's 72 minutes in Israel and Babel, it should be a lot longer, so many people don't like the Ramosha. In fact, it's a Leo Levy, I don't know if you heard of him, Rav Shechter liked Leo Levy's time better than Ramosha's. That in terms of this, I was in Ramosha with the Gadol Hador and Posek Gadol, but in terms of this, it's a very difficult shita saying that Rabbi Tam is less in America. But therefore, but according to Ramosha, if you wait 50 minutes, you are keeping Rabbi Tam shita in America, which is a lot easier.
So
yeah.
With the basketball, it goes slower in the
fall. Right, because the fast one has to go quicker. It works. The big part has to work quicker in order to make up because it's bigger.
I thought
it was the summer and winter. No, but I mean summer and winter in terms of what? Obviously, it depends. Yeah, summer and winter doesn't make a difference in terms of how long the day. You know,
it's not just the distance; it's the angle.
Yeah, it's a lot of
the angle to the sun.
Right.
It's more important than the distance you're traveling, because if it were the distance, then it'd be the other way around. At the equator, it would go.
No, right. But that's right. I'm saying is that's what they discussed. That the closer to the equator, if it works quicker than that. But either way, so Ramosha has a big chiddush that 50, I guess it's cool if you want to follow Rabbeinu Tam, you only have to wait 50 minutes after Shabbos, 50 minutes
why?
To get... What?
Why? How did he come to that conclusion?
That's a good question how he came to 50. He said 50 is the last time that... Apparently he learned Rabbeinu Tam, the Ikar is when all the stars are finished coming out. So after 50 minutes, he says, all the stars that are coming out are out, and that's it. That's Chol Chagam, that's Laila.
So he just went outside and looked?
Well, he looked, he did research, whatever, you know, that's how he came out. Actually, they say, it was the Bochein in Yeshiva, YU, Rabbi Peretzky, do you remember him? So he learned by the Chafetz Chaim, he was from Radin, so he told a friend of mine, when the Chafetz Chaim was, I guess older, or either way, when he was older, or either when he was sick, or even maybe he wasn't, he spent Shabbos, and then when Shabbos, he did Chafetz Chaim, just go out, he looked outside, okay, 3 stars, Shabbos is over, let's go. But either way, so there is something that's looking, you know, it used to be then, but we're just looking at the stars, so whether most
New York, you could wait a long time.
Exactly, also, it's different also, New York is light, so you have to deep, you know, when you have the lights, it's harder to see also. But, that's Leo Levy is the only one, who had the guts to put in print this, that in terms of the Grush sheet, so the Grush sheet is 13.5 minutes. So most shuls, let's call both Young Israel shuls, they wait about, let's assume, 42 minutes, because they go by an hour after candle lighting. In that range, 42, 45, where does that come from? People waiting in, I guess maybe here also, but in New York and that, that's for a typical young Israel, for let's say 42 minutes after Shabbos, 42 minutes after sunset, they dive a mile, whatever, you know, they assume Shabbos. Where does that time come from? So, according to Ramosha, it's almost as Rabbi Natan Shita. But so Leo Levy, you know, based on, he was a Talmud Chacham also, he learned in Chaim Berlin, in different places, So he has, you know, he's a professor, mathematician, so he worked out all the, he has a book on it also, and he basically figured out, he has the whole calendar. Obviously, everything fluctuates within 5-10 minutes, but obviously every day it's going to make a little difference. But on average, let's say, he figured out that according to the Vilna Gaon, the equivalent of 13 and a half minutes in Israel is about 23 minutes, somewhere between 22, 25, 27, let's call it 23 minutes in New York. So he said, if you follow the Vilna Gaon Shita, they're really 23 minutes after sunset, but face a chokhavim, and Shabbos is over, or whatever we're talking about, it's Laila. And he says, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita in New York, he says like an hour and 40 minutes, which makes sense. It's much longer in New York than it was. So he has the Vilna Gaon sheet he puts down, and Rav Shachter likely Alevi's sheets on this stuff, as we'll see. But
23?
Yeah, about 23, and then the Vilna and the.
So how do you end up? So how did you get the calculation?
23. No, he said it's 13 and a half in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So I don't. Have the he figured it. He based on his calculation, however he did it, you know, he has it in his book, he came out, every day is going to be a little different, but I'm just picking a number, let's say 20, let's call it 25 minutes.
Right.
25 minutes after sunset is the Rabbeinu Tam, is the Vilna Gaon Seita Chachavim.
But that's not our 42 minutes.
No, I'm saying, right, no, I'm saying is...
Oh, that's not the
40. Right, exactly. Oh, I'm asking where do we get the 40? Yeah, I'm saying where do we get that time? So I'm saying so. According to Rav Moshe, it's closer to Rabbeinu Tam 50 minutes. But I'm saying, I'm asking, where does 45 minutes come from?
And why would you vary it? The Gemara didn't vary it. It's 13 and a half minutes year round in Israel, even though physically the days varies, right? So why the Gemara obviously gave a figure that
right,
was accurate.
Unless Eretz Yisrael is different, unless the fact that you close to the equator makes a difference on that.
It seems like the difference summer or winter, right?
The 13 and a half minute, whatever, the 3/4 of a meal, right? So whether Eretz Yisrael and Bavel is the rule or the exception, you know, that could be a point of discussion, right? But the Gemara doesn't say, maybe it's giving you time, then you have to plug it into a system, but right, but the simple reading of the Gemara seems to say it seems to be the same amount all year round, right? From the Gemara, and if they assume it's Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, so then we can assume that some assume 72 minutes. That's it. You know, that's what you're saying. Based on they could claim the Gemara never made a distinction, but the way they calculations. So the Pashas and Rabbeinu Tam should be a lot more like what Leo Levy is saying. That should be a lot more than 72 minutes, right? So 45 minutes is 50 minutes would be Rabbeinu Tam, but. According to the Vilna Gaon, it would be much quicker. It would be much earlier than 45 minutes. Exactly what the 42 and 40, you know, we'll see. There's going to be, you know, different sheets, the different ways of learning the Vilna Gaon. I'm saying Leo Levi is the most makel sheet I've seen, or the earliest time. Then, you know, some may work out a new system in between. But I'm saying there's nothing special about 42, 45. Well, yeah, like some people, you know, they just get very excited. Look at the but the calendar said 4:31, how can you do it? Really, the calendar is not an exact science. It's based on, it's obviously taking either of, you know, Tom, the Vilna Gaon, it's taking where you are. It isn't necessarily necessarily agree on one exact time. You know, once we say the time, we try to follow it, but you have to know it's more than just looking up at the time on the calendar. You have to know what it's based on in terms of when you could be Mako, when you can't be. So either way, so that's what So the Gemara Rabbeinu Tam on Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, Rav Moshe is a big chiddush that many people don't, you know, say it's a big chiddush. They don't necessarily understand it, but he says 50 minutes, and maybe it's because all the stars are out. And Leo Levy is one of the others, but he assumes the Vilna Gaon's time in New York is much different. So the example we have, so that's the discussion of the Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Vilna Gaon regarding Ben Hashemashes. Now we have a little understanding.
58 minutes that follows Rabbeinu Tam. What does he call that?
That's at 58 and a half minutes.
No, from 58 and a half minutes is Ben Hashemashes.
Right. At 58, he calls it Shkia Shnia. 58 and a half minutes is Shkia Shnia. The next 30 and a half minutes is Ben Hashemashes.
Right.
And then after that is Vaila.
So So what are the first 58 minutes
called? It's just astronomical, son. It's just Shnei Rishonah, but there's no halacha. It's Vadayom. He calls...
I know, but you said you can do malach and everything.
Right.
Except, but you don't call that any...
Right. He calls, I think, Shnei Rishonah, but it's not significant.
So post Shnei Rishonah...
Right. He calls it the astrological, you know, this the red... Right, but there's no... Well, see... Some weren't even Rabbeinu Tam that regarding Mincha, maybe based on Atosis and Zvachim, that you can't do the Zrika Sadami after Shkia. So maybe even if you assume like Rabbeinu Tam, maybe Mincha, you'd have to daven before Shkia anyway. Some want to say within, but that's not the Megur Minik HaChassidim. But either way, so the Chassidim generally follow, you know, they follow Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll see, that's what the Machaber passes back. But that's a general Machlokes. The Vilna Gaon and Rabbeinu Tam about when is Ben Hashmashos, when is Seitz. So now we have to go back and try to have an understanding now of Sozman Tainis. So with that background, we'll continue. So the Gemara of Sakham says, and that Nandalad on Bebeis, there's a Machovas in the Gemara whether Ben Hashmashos Tisha B'Av is us or not. Could one eat during Ben Hashmashos Tisha B'Av? There's a Machovas in the Gemara. So what's the issue there? What's in the Kudus HaMachokas between the Machlokas HaMoram, I think Shmuel and another one, about whether Ben HaShemashas is Mutter or not. There's a famous Minchas Chinuch. He quotes the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Mishnah begins on the bottom. It talks about the different months they send out Shulchim to check out for the Yom Tovim. You have to know when the Yom Tovim are, so they send out messengers. So then the Gemara says, you left out Teves. You left out Tammuz and Teves, the Gemara says. That you didn't, how do we know? We know we have Yudzai and Tammuz, and we have Sarab and Teves. So how come the Mishnah didn't say to send out messengers? So the Gemara has a whole discussion, Rav Papa, and basically the conclusion of the Gemara is as follows. That first they quote the Pasuk of what we mentioned with Zechariah, Som HaRavi, Som HaChamishi, Tzom HaShavi, Tzom HaShavi, the four fast days, Yiyem HaSatsan HaSimcha. So the Gemara says it's an apparent contradiction in the Pasuk. It says Tzom, implying sad, it's a fast day, and it says Satsan HaSimcha at the end, and it's a happy day. So which one is it? So the Gemara says it depends. Bizman, basically the Gemara says, when the Beit HaMikdash is up, in the time of Shalom, and the Beit HaMikdash is up, it's a time of Satsan HaSimcha. When there's no Beit HaMikdash and there's religious persecution at the time of Tzom, what about if there's no Beit HaMikdash up, but we're not under religious persecution? Let's assume North America today. So what's the status of those fast days? Again, when there's a Beit HaMikdash and Shalom, so that's a Chi of Simcha. When there's a Churban HaBayit and it's religious persecution, you have a Chi of Tzom, to fast. Let's say you have no Beit HaMikdash but no religious persecution. So the Gemara says, Ratzu Mis'anin, Ratzu Einu Mis'anin. The Gemara says it's optional. So Sunday's fast day is optional. According to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, don't leave quite yet, but the fast is optional. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because you don't like fast. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Mandav Yud Ches Amud Beis, clearly states, the Gemara says they're optional, and that's why they don't send out messengers. You don't need a messenger for Yudzai and Tammuz and Asar B'Tavis because you don't have to fast. That's why they know. Tom Gedai already sent out, they know from Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, Ihachi Tisha B'Av. If they're all optional, so Tisha B'Av also should be optional.
Sorry, I don't understand the answer. They did have persecution at that time.
Which time?
What are we talking about? We're talking about the Korban Fayashvini until...
No, he's just talking, the Navi is talking and the Gemara is explaining the different time periods. It's saying, when is the time, when the Beit HaMikdash is up, it's time of Shalom, then you have a Chi of Simcha. If you live in a time when there's no Beit HaMikdash and it's religious persecution, then you have Chi of Tzom. In a time, there's no specific time, when there's no Beit HaMikdash, but there's no religious persecution. So the Gemara says, Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu, you have an option. The Gemara says, Ihachi Tisha B'Av, then Tisha B'Av also should be optional. The Gemara says, no, Shani Tisha B'Av, Shehuch B'Lo Saras. Tisha B'Av is the whole discussion. When we discuss Tisha B'Av, we'll go into that Gemara more. But Tisha B'Av is different. The simple pshat, because it's double trouble. What do you mean, Huch B'Lo Saras? Tosus points out, because we know both Beit HaMikdash were destroyed on the same day on Tisha B'Av. Churban Bayis Rishon and Shani, so whatever the reason, Tisha B'Av is more chamor. So clearly from that Gemara, Tisha B'Av is, that's why I said it's Yom Kippur, then Tisha B'Av is also in its own status below Yom Kippur, and then the other three fasts, they Tzom, Gedalia, Yud Zayin, and Tammuz, and Asar B'Tavis, they're in their own league. So the Gemara says Tisha B'Av is different. So what pshat that Tisha B'Av is different? What does the pshat in the Gemara mean? So it's the Machlokes Rishonim and Achronim. In other words, we know where did the fasts come from? From Navi, what we call Divrei Kabbalah. It's Zechariah telling us about the fast days. It's the Pasuk, Tzom Revi. It's a Pasuk in Tanakh. So therefore, it's Divrei Kabbalah. So therefore, they point out like this. Originally, everyone agrees these were Divrei Kabbalah. They were from the prophets. But now, Bizman Azed, it's Ratzu Mitzadim, Ratzu Eidim Mitzadim. It's only a Minug. So therefore, it's clear the other three fast days are no longer Midivrei Kabbalah. They're only Midrabbanan at best, perhaps just a minute. But what about Tisha B'Av? What does it mean? When the Gemara says Tisha B'Av is different, is the pshat is that Tisha B'Av is different. It retained its original status of Divrei Kabbalah. And we know Divrei Kabbalah can Divrei Torah Dami. Or do I say no? Really, Tisha B'Av also drops down to a rabbinical fast day. Except Midrabbanan, we said because of what happened on Tisha B'Av, we take on additional chumras. So it's a fundamental machlokas rishonim achronim, whether Tisha B'Av today, Bizman Azeh, has the status of Divrei Kabbalah. Is that why it's different or no? It's still different. We started the night before, we have the five inuyim, but not because it's Divrei Kabbalah. It's still Drabbanan, but because of the severity, the qualitative difference of Churban Habayis, that's why we want to take on more chumras. My nafkamina, so the Minchas Chinuch says, this is good for the machlokes in the Gemara. But the Gemara says, by Ben Hashmashes of Tisha B'Av, is it mutter or usher? So why, what's the issue? We know Ben Hashmashes is a suffix. Suffix yom, suffix laila. So therefore, so it depends. On a suffix, so it should be simple. On a suffix, the raisa, it's a doubt regarding a biblical like Yom Kippur with strict on. A suffix derabbanan on a rabbinical or a lenient. So what, that he says, that's the machlokas in the Gemara, the Minchas Chinuch claims, whether, how you learn that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So whether Tisha B'Av ben Hashemashos is usher or not. But let's assume, but the Gemara singles out ben Hashemashos of Tisha B'Av. So let's assume ben Hashemashos of Tisha B'Av is usher. Let's assume we pass him ben Hashemashos of Tisha B'Av is usher, like we do anyway. But what are the implications of that Gemara? Only Tisha B'Av. But it's a no-brainer. Yud Zayin Tammuz, Asar B'Tavis, Tzom Gedalia, Avada is Mutter Ben Hashmashos. The only debate on the Gemara of Sachim, the only issue was Ben Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av, which is more Chomer. It's under Yom Kippur, but it's higher than the other three. But what about Ben Hashmashos of Shar Taniyos? Of course it's Mutter. That's the implication of that Gemara. So based on that Gemara of Sachim, it would appear that when Shkia today, 4:45, 4:50, at 4:50 Sunday, you could go eat, because based on that Gemara. However, there's another Gemara that might or may not be a problem. There's a Gemara in Tainus, on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Tainus that says, call Tainus...
Except according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Right, call Tainus, it'll shut... What?
Except according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would still be... That's not even Ben Hashmashos.
No, it's a bit, it would still be the same thing. It's just when is Ben Hashmashos?
He said Ben Hashmashos starts 58 minutes.
No, but, okay, but whenever it is, it doesn't make so. Yeah. Oh, right, it would just be a different time, but it would still be the same principle. You plug in to write when it would be, right? But then it started later also. But then so it goes. So therefore, the Gemara says in Tainus Av Yud Beis, call Tainus or Shaka Lavachama Lav Shmei Tainus. Any Tainus, we'll see what Shul Shaka Chama means in a second. Any Tainus, in other words, basically if you eat before Shaka Chama, it's not considered a time. In which you need a full time. So what is Shaka Lachama? This is a major machlokas Rishonim. What is Shaka? So the Rush writes, and many Rishonim, Shaka Lachama means, like, Seita Chokhov. It means Sof Shkia. The end of Shkia, which is Seita Chokhov. That's what the Rush learns. So therefore, if you learn like the Rush, you have a problem. Because from this Gemara, and it's any Tainus, not just Tisha B'Av, so the Gemara in Sachim, it's Mashma, on Sunday we can eat right after Shkia at Ben Hashemashos, but only Tisha B'Av are concerned about. And yet the Gemara in Tainus seems to say he doesn't make a distinction between Tisha B'Av. So how do we reconcile the two? So
I still don't know how you jump from optional to, I mean, if it's optional anyway, so what, on the other three fasts, so then, well, shiloh doesn't really apply.
I'm going to come back to optional.
See what I'm saying? If you're saying that it's a chiyuv, then it applies. But if it's optional anyway, so, I don't know if I want to.
No, Mayikar had
dinah. Mayikar
had dinah.
I'm off the hook an hour earlier.
We'll see. Mayikar dinah gemara, it's optional. But obviously, but the meaning is, as we'll see by Myrav, it's not, even though Tzilas Arav is historically begun as a Rishus, but I don't have an option to have a, I don't have a choice. I said Mayikar dinah gemara, it's a Rishus. I don't say I'm not saying it's a Rishus for us anymore. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. You'll see when I finish the Shir. That's what I'm going to come back to that point. That's going to play a role in terms of being Mekel, obviously. But that's Meikra Dina Gemara. So that's the Kasha. So from the we have a steer between the Gemara, apparent steer between the Gemara and Tainis. It seems to apply that all Ben Hashmashes is usher to eat on all four fast days. And from the Gemara and Saka, it seems to only apply to Tisha B'Av.
Only the way the Minchatunah learns it.
No matter how you learn it, it doesn't make a difference what the lumnus is. The Gemara always talks about Ben Hashmash as Tisha B'Av.
Right. But
forget about
that,
the Minchat.
But they say that is Shakaloy Achama.
No, I'm saying that, but that's nothing to do with the Minchat Tzinach.
Can you not say that Ben Hashmash is Shakaloy, that the definition of Shakaloy Achama is going to be
like a Gemara Mishnah. That's what I'm going to say right now. Yeah, but that's nothing to do with the Minchas Chinuch. But that's what I'm saying. So
right, it's the Minchas Chinuch that forces the question. Otherwise,
no. But either way, it's the Kasha. I'm just saying the Gemara. Forget about the Minchas. Even we don't. Ben, he just explained what the Nakuda was.
Right.
The Gemara says Ben Hashmashes Tisha B'Av is Usher. So what does that imply? Okay, only Ben Hashmashes is an issue of Tisha B'Av, but the other three fast days are Mutter. But the Gemara in Tainis, if we learn like the Rush, then it's a the Pisgei Tosvos. It's a all at the end of Tainis. You look to turn to the last page of Tainis, and it's the Psakim of Tosvos. The Pisgei, I don't know who wrote it up, but it's called Pisgei Tosvos. The last page at the end of Tainis. So Pisgei Tainis says, you know what? What are you talking? It's no. He reconciles to our liking. That's what Lazer was saying. There's no contradiction. The Gemara of Psakim says Tisha B'Av. Right. Tisha B'Av is a Shaila. So Ben Hashmash is Tisha B'Av, that you can eat. But what? The Gemara in Tainis, it says, Chalo Shakal Achama. Shakal Achama means Shkia, means sunset. So Pisgei Tosfos says, no problem, this Sunday, he passes this way, Lahalacha, this Sunday, Sunday night, right after sunset, you eat. There's no contradiction. He reconciles to our liking that the fast is over, right at Shkia. He says, Shakal Achama means, that's the Machlokes Rishon we have by Hanukkah. It says mitzvah, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph on Mabez. The Gemara says nirachana mitzvah mishat tishka chama. So what does that mean? So the Rambam learns it shkia, meaning tchila shkia, and the Mordechai and others say it's tov shkia. So it's the same machlokas. In general, what does it mean when it says mishat shakalav chama? The Pisgei Tosfos says like the Gra. It's very simple. There's no contradiction. We go home, we eat it right after sunset. However, Rabbeinu Peretz learns differently. He says no. Rabbeinu Peretz says no. Really, all the Iker is like the Rush that the Gemara in Tainis Shakal Chama means Seitz Chachamim. You can't eat any Ben Hashmash on a fast day. So why does the Gemara single out Tisha B'Av then? He says no. What's the pshat? He says everybody agrees. Motzai. See, there's two Ben Hashmashes by Tisha B'Av because it's a 24-hour, 25-hour fast. So everyone's moda, the Tisha B'Av, the Ben Hashmashes after Tisha B'Av, that's Usher. There's no machlokas. That's called Tainis Shakal Chama. That's Pashas, you can't eat. That's like every, the machlokas in the Gemara is the Ben Hashmashes before Tisha B'Av starts. And that's therefore according to, he reconciles not according to our liking. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, we have to wait until Seitzah Chuchavim, and therefore not Shkia. This, by the way, what's the lumdis? Why would I make a Ben Hashmashes is Ben Hashmashes? Why would I make a difference between the Ben Hashmashes of Erev Tisha B'Av and the Ben Hashmashes of both sides Tisha B'Av? What's the difference? Suffolk, but the Suffolk Rabban and Wakula, so what do I care which way? What do I care which Ben Hashmashes it is?
It's hard as a saucer if you
seeing.
But you want to, right? So you want. I mean, so tied to the Saturday of what? If you,
you say, well, we're going to start it later, but end it earlier.
Right, that's right. That's right. The other thing they discuss is that right, and then right, and also the and that's true. They point out. So I was going to go into that. Probably we'll have to say wait to next week for that. But what they say simply, or Shlomo Kugel and others say, is it's a Savik Rabbanan. So there's a Shiloh. It's a Savik Rabbanan, and it's Chazek Isura. In other words, let's say it's a Cheskes Isur. So in other words, it goes like this: we always go by Chazaka, the status quo. So let's say I'm fasting on Tisha B'Av for whatever 24 hours, and now Ben Hashmashes comes. So Cheskes Isur, I have to shtel the Chazaka. So therefore, even a Savik Drabban and a Cheskes Isur, many say you have to be Machmer. So therefore, you have to go with the Chazaka at the suffix. Therefore, you have to be Machmer. But the Ben Hashmashes before Tisha B'Av is Mutter. So therefore, we don't have this Chazak Isura. But either way, that's the Rabbeinu. Whatever the Lumdus is, Rabbeinu Peretz makes that distinction. He says the Gemara is owing. Everyone agrees, Mosai Tisha B'Av, that's the Gemara in Tainis. Shalosh Shaka Al-Chama, you have to wait until Seis. The only Machlokas in the Gemara in Sachem, why did they only single out Tisha B'Av? Because that's the only fast day of the four that has a Ben Hashemashes before, and that was the Machlokas in the Gemara. So, it comes out like this, so let's summarize. So number one, when is the fast end Sunday night? Atzar B'Tavis. So on one hand, we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that really Meikar Adin HaGemara Ratu Misanin Ratu Einim. Really Meikar Adin HaGemara, you don't. It's only optional. It's only a reshift to fast. That's why we'll make on many different things on those fast days for that reason. Meikar Adin HaGemara. The minute is when we do fast, but Meikar Adin HaGemara, it's we don't have to fast at all. So the fact of fasting is a whole chumra to begin with. That's one thing.
We don't say like Mars, like.
No, we do. I'm not saying I'm not finished. Obviously, no. We do say that's why we are going to fast. We are going to fast. We are going to fast. I'm just going to be making when it's over. But of course, so we
no,
do.
Does it not become a chiyuv derabanan because of that?
No, it does. But it's like the Rambam, my tzius aravim, the rishus. Therefore, aim it daksakim bizmanam. We have to daven ma'ir, but we don't have to be so careful on the time. There's no chazaras hashatz. So of course, we accept ma'ir, but the. But this is not to the same token. Since it started off as a minute, that's why you have to know, you know, the roots of what's a din d'oraisa, what's a d'rabbanan, and what's a minute. So number one is Meikar Adin HaGemara, we don't have to fast at all. Ratzu Mitzanim, but of course, you saw Kedoshim Haim, we take on Minhagim, and we need the fast days for Tshuv and Golos, whatever the reasons are, we're going to do it. But Meikar Adin HaGemara, we're exempt from the fast days. And in fact, there's a Rakachava that points out that's perhaps maybe why there's a minute among some that women don't fast. So it's just like they never, it's like by Meir, they never took on the minig of fasting. If it's based on Ratzu Misanim, so maybe the woman never took on the minig of taking on, and in certain circles, women don't fast on these days. That's a separate discussion. So that's one thing. Secondly, okay, let's assume we're going to be Machmer. I'm going to fast this Sunday. You know what? I'm going to take it on. Kama Gosa Shachar, I'm not going to eat. But we have, number one, but we have the Piskei Tosvis, who paskins, when is the fast over? I'm willing to fast, but even the Piskei Tosfos tells me the fast is over at sunset. I'll do the chumra fasting. I don't really have to fast. The Gemara tells me I'm putter, I'm exempt. But we're going to be machmer, we're going to be good religious Jews, we're going to fast anyway. But how long do I have to fast? So the Piskei Tosfos tells me the fast is over at Shkia. So therefore, number one is, because fast, they're really according to many, it's not just the Piskei Tosfos, many Rishonim say the fast is over right after Shkia. Thirdly, number one is, as I mentioned, we know there's a machlokas the Gra Rabbeinu Tam. So the truth is, in nothing to do in general, when is Ben Hashmash for all every day of the week? The truth be told, the Machaber passes like Rabbeinu Tam when he says about Shkia. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam about the 58 and a half minutes, and the Rama isn't choek on him. Mashma that the Rama agrees with the Machaber. But the Vilna, and then the Vilna Gaon came along and he had a different shita. Whether it came along, he had the original shita, the Gaon, and whatever you want to learn. So, what do we normally do? Do we normally follow, it depends who we are, but when the non-Hasidim, what do? We usually go with the Gra. So certainly in Eretz Yisrael they do, but even what do? We stop doing Malacha at sunset, we follow the Gra. And when we end Shabbat, Well, you know, when we mock for on Shabbos, we'll see even 45, 50 minutes. We don't wait Rabbeinu Tam Shita for Shabbos. So we basically follow the Gra. So it's true the rush, when the Gemara says, Kol Tanya Shavu Shaka Chama, B'chava Pazim Zag Rabbeinu Tam. But we lo Maisa, whatever reason why we don't follow like the Shulchan Aruch, we follow the Gra. It's a separate shear. But the Maisa is, the Minhag Yisrael is the Gra is accepted. So the Gra learns the Gemara, Shaka Lachama, like near Hanukkah. He says you light candles at Shkia. So I'm willing to follow Shaka Lachama, I pass them like the Gra all year round. So if I pass them like the Gra all year round, why can't I pass them like the Gra on this Tainet? So the Gra says, Ben HaShemashah, that's when the fast is over. That the fast is over, like the Piskei Tosas, you can eat right after Shkia. Except the Gra himself asked this question. He says, you're really right, but for another reason he says you can't. Because he says, nothing to do, but all the lamedes you said is fine. He says, for another problem. He says, there's the machlokes in the Gemara, what is the ben, is Rav Yossi Shita, ben Hashmash is keherev eye, it's like a blink of the eye. The question is, what is that blink of the eye? Is it the second right after sunset? Or is it the second right before Seitz? So it's a machlokes, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi. It's if we pass it like Rav Yehuda, that Ben HaShemash is at sunset, there'll be no problem eating right after. It's a totally different issue. It's a Sveika Dedina, how we paskin on when exactly is the Ben HaShemash, so then maybe that's why you have to wait. But really, but according to the Vilna Gaon himself, just based on Ben HaShemash, you can eat right after sunset. It's only an issue of when is the Karavayan. So we have...
Why, I mean, you always pass on Rav Yehuda, so why is that
the... The Gra himself, I'm saying the Gra himself on... When he talks about this issue, he just says, but he asked the question on himself because he passes like himself. So he says, really, we should, why don't I eat right after Ben HaShemosh? He says, another chumrah. It's only because I'm being, even though we pass like himself, it's a sveik of the deen, he says over here. Why he says it by here and not by other things, it's a separate issue. He writes in the Bera, in the
Gra, we pass like Yehuda.
But we're following the Gra. But the Gra, right, so we can set... The Gra himself said it right, so we can follow that part of the Gra, not the other part. But the Gra himself asked, I'm just telling you what the word, the Gra himself asked the question on himself, and he just says, the reason why I'm Machmer is because of another Machmer. Ben, I agree. Really, it's over, but the issue is when is Ben HaShemashah, therefore, he's Machmer. So this point down like this. So many times, so what do people do on Asar B'Tevis? When is Shabbos over Saturday night this week? Whatever, let's assume, when's candle lighting?
4:35.
So you wait about, so let's say 5:35, is that what they wait about at the bayit or whatever? So about 5:35 we'll call Shabbos is over. So many people just look at the calendar, or the calendar says, okay, Asar B'Tevis is 5:35. And there's people, they say, okay, whenever Shabbos is over, that's when the Tainus is over. And therefore, I'm going to end my fast 5:35, we'll call it. And, you know, why I could say pshuto is, well, that doesn't make a difference what day of the week it is. Seitz is Seitz, and that's it. So why can I make a difference? If it's 5:35 Motzai Shabbat, then why shouldn't Seitz be any different 5:35 on Sunday? So I'll tell you why. Because based on this whole shiur, why it makes a difference. You're right, if you just only get the calendar and the times, you're right. And that's why people get very nervous. How could you start davening on the Torah B'Tevis, or how could you eat at 5:30? The calendar is 5:35. It's a big difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are diem deraisa ski lakares. There's good reason to be machmer. So we wait. We wait for, you know, whatever the minute is. We don't rely on Leo Levi l'chadchila for Shabbos or Yom Kippur. We're talking about deraisa serious things. So if it's the right to chumra, we wait to a reasonable time. Obviously, different towns wait to different times. Whatever reasonable is, whether it's 45 minutes, 72, or 2 hours, depending on where you live and where you daven. So that's okay for Shabbat and Yom Kippur. But on Asar B'Tevis, to wait, again, if people are healthy and they want to wait, Tova LaBracha. I'm not saying when should eat before. But it's what, let's say someone isn't feeling well, there's a Shas HaKach, when you're really hungry, whatever the reasons are, so there's a lot more reason to be mako that Asar B'Tevis is all the way before 5:35. Because number one is, as I said, Ikra Dina Gemara, the whole thing is a chumrah. It's only a minute. We don't have to fast in the first place, but we do it. And then even if we are going to fast, the Pitzkei Tosfos says it's over anyway at Shkia. So I am being, so if I waited to Shkia, and then you have the Vilna Gaon that we follow Shkia. And then the Aruch HaShulchan himself writes, he goes through the whole sugya, and he writes, and he says, anyone, someone who eats after Shkia on a fast day, don't be, he doesn't use this exact lashon, but he says, ain mochen, don't protest against someone who wants to eat after Shkia. It's okay to be machver, but there's nothing, there's plenty to rely on if someone eats after, you can't say he hasn't fasted on a Sarah B'tavis. Again, the minig is to wait to say Tachofavim, but Aruch HaShulchan says it explicitly, that you wait, that don't be mocha someone who's eating after Shkia. So therefore, so what it means, I am being machmer. Number one, I'm being machmer that I'm fasting. Secondly, okay, I can really eat right after Shkia. I want to be machmer. So do I have to follow the Rabbeinu Tam Shita? Do I have to follow Leo Levy's Rabbeinu Tam Shita and wait 2 hours after the fast? I think I'd go with Leo Levy's Shita the Gra, who I follow, and there for 20, 25 minutes, after Shkia, it's plenty of a chumrah to wait for Torah B'tavis. Again, so you speak to your own Mora, your Rav, and whatever he passes. What I'm saying is, but Rav Shachter, I will in Mora Shakoel, and Yudai and Thomas, and Rav Shachter, like Leo Levy, I'm not saying he ate, but he was very, definitely in a time, it's important to know, is someone who's not feeling well, and if you're not feeling that well, you shouldn't be fasting at all. But assuming you're feeling well enough, that you're fasting, but you want to eat when you can eat, so definitely I tell the person to eat right after Shkia. And in terms of depending, and then if you're feeling better, so then even 20, 25 minutes after Shkia, if the Aruch HaShulchan says don't be mocha someone after Shkia, you already have Leo Levy's Vilna Gaon Shita, that it's 25 minutes, definitely Yesh Al Mi Litzmo. But you know, so whatever, but you know, I'm not telling you when to eat, but you should know, in a case of need, you definitely have what to rely on, and you don't have to wait that long if it's a Shas Adchak, or some might think if it's not a Shas Adchak, but I'll leave that to your Seiluch HaRav, you can pick your own Rav and get your own Psak.
So is the 5 minutes then a Tosefes that we make for Yom Kippur and Shabbos, that, because here they end the fast usually within 5 minutes of the time that they do on Shabbos. It seems a couple of minutes earlier.
You mean, Asar B'Tavis?
Yeah, like Sunday. It will be a few minutes even earlier than making Havdalah, even one night before, which is mathematically not. So I wonder if they're just dropping the Tosefes, which is about 3-4 minutes.
That's why you have to ask is how they come, like, which I really keep asking the question, how do they come up with that first month for Shabbos?
I'm saying, but let's assume that 4:35, let's assume that you get 5:35, right? So much of Shabbos you're going to make up to 5:35. We're going to eat, the fast is going to say you can go till 5:30 or 5:31,
but they don't do
right?
That. They don't do that.
But you'll see, it'll be...
4:35 is Lipton.
Yeah.
They make it Shabbos is over at 5:40.
We're here?
They have 5 minutes.
But either way, it doesn't make a difference to the place. You're just saying in general, some places say that Shkia goes down 5 minutes the next day when it really doesn't. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I don't think it goes down right, so quickly in one day, and I wonder if they're just saying you can eat. So they're basically saying we may go on the fast day that you don't have to wait for the, there's no Tosefes. So you can't, you know, just to use, you know, someone's just going to use the clock and say 4:35 and then say 5:35. I have to eat 5:35. For sure can eat at 5:30 even for taste. Right? I mean...
Well, that depends on which sheet you follow, right? But I'm just saying is...
But you're saying here, the Kiddush, you can go all the way to Shkia and still be...
No, what I'm saying is, Yesh Al Mi Litzmach after Shkia. So that's Aruch HaShulchan, you know, and then for sure, so once you really can get Ben HaShemashah, so it's a Din D'Rabbanan Minig, so why should I follow Leo... Alright, if you think Leo Levi's Shita is nonsense, then you wouldn't follow him. If you take it as a serious Shita, which I do, so then 25 minutes is plenty of time. The way, since the whole thing's a chumrah anyway.
Where are 18 minutes from
Pudra? 18 minutes before, that's from the Sefer Urayim, the Urayim sheet of that Shkia. His sheet is, however he gets it, it's a separate question, but 18 minutes before we call Shkia, he held that was Shkia.
No, that's
18
minutes before what we call
Shkia. Yeah, so they have a Lechatchila, we try to Mechabel Shabbos.
No, it's not really, I people always said that Gra held 18 minutes after.
18 minutes after what?
After Shkia, was the Gra's sheet. Like
13 and a half. It's yeah. 3/4 of a meal.
I know, but when I always heard people say 18 for the
gras
as well.
Right, so they mixed it up, no.
You said that the gras said that
even though his shvi'ah was earlier, but for the end of Tisha B'Av, the fast, he was worried about Rav Yosef.
Not necessarily Tisha B'Av. He was talking about any fast day. He was just saying he owes the Gemara when it says in Tainis it means Shkia, the fast is over.
Right.
He just has another issue. When is that Kehara Fire Ben Ashmasha? That's what, as a separate machlok.
Because of that, he wouldn't.
That's right, but
because of that, he wouldn't.
Right. He would wait. He'd wait until his 13 and a half minutes. Yeah.
So why wouldn't he, if he's worried about it for the end of fast, why wouldn't he also be worried about that Kehara Fire for the end of Shabbos?
Oh, yes, he is, but not here. But Shabbos is not an issue. He's waiting anyway for Shabbos. He's waiting his 13 and a half minutes.
No,
the Tereb Aylam, according to the Gro, would be right before that 13 and a half minutes. Not, he is, by Shabbos, he's not doing Malacha. It's not an issue. He's waiting for Shabbos. He's saying...
You said it was Malacha when that Tereb.
Yeah, I know.
Is it in the first...
But the Gro is not discussing doing Malacha. We're not discussing, according to the Gro, doing Malacha during Ben Hashmashas, so of course you don't do it. The issue was, since really you can't eat at Shkia, that's why he brought up. According to the Vilna Gaon, 30 and a half minutes, that's Laila. So the Haravayan is the second before that, so he's waiting for Shabbos. There was no need to bring it up anywhere else. He wasn't being Mako.
I thought especially when it comes to